Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Selling Us. Hugh, as we all know, Maryland wines have undergone just tremendous improvement in the last few years.
They sure
have. But we're not the only ones on the East Coast that are doing well. Our friends to the South in Virginia have made some exceptional wines.
Yes, indeed. Our neighbors to the South have been very pro the Virginia wine industry for many years. So it is no surprise that recently there was a Judgment of Richmond tasting. This is at the Jefferson Hotel in Richmond, which I have been to. It's fabulous. Great place to do a wine or a beer dinner. And this is sort of similar to the famous Judgment of Paris from about 50 years ago, where they used much the same process. Virginia wines were paired with old world examples to demonstrate that the Virginia wines are just as good or approaching, and if not better. So since I did not attend, I really can't speak to the results, but I can certainly applaud the industry's efforts to help promote
for
their
sure.
wines, for sure. I recently tried a couple, and they were all new to me, and the results were indeed quite pleasing. From producer Early Mountain Vineyards in Madison, Virginia, which is just a bit north of Charlottesville, I tried the 2024 Foothills, that's the name of the wine, Foothills wine, which is a red blend of Cab Franc, Merlot, Petit Verdot, Tannat, and Tannat seems to be getting something of a resurgence lately, and Petit Mansang. Mansang, the Petit, that's a white.
Yeah, it is.
So this deep garnet wine showed forward red and black fruit aromatics over rounded berry flavors with a nice snap of acidity. The winery suggests serving with savory dishes, which seems about right to me.
Yeah, sure.
And this lovely red blend comes in at a reasonable $21.99. So it's sort of a upper-end everyday red.
Mm-hmm.
So also from Early Mountain, I tried the 2023 Five Forks. That, again, that's the name. We're going to put this on the website, folks.
Mm-hmm.
This was an interesting white blend of 65% Petit Mansang. There you have that grape again. With 31% Sauvignon Blanc and then fractions of Malvasia and Chardonnay. The Petit Mansang is a white varietal that originated in the southwest of France, but is getting definitely some play in California, Georgia, Ohio, and Virginia. Aromatics of subtle pineapple and tart peach and citrus on the palate is crisp, displays a note of melon, and has sort of an assertive, clean finish. Different in a very interesting way, also a good value at $21.99. Last was a wine from a producer called Dogwood and Thistle. This is the 2025 Sauvignon Blanc from the Monticello region in Virginia. Dogwood and Thistle is a passion project of a couple named Sandy and Aaron Robertson. Sandy is Scottish, where the national flower is the thistle.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron is from Virginia, where the state flower is the dogwood,
hence
the name. And an interesting venture it is. They produce wine from both Virginia and selected California vineyards, so you can get sort of an interesting thing going on there. They live just outside of Charlottesville. The 2025 Monticello Sauvignon Blanc is a real pleaser. Pale gold, subtle aromatics of lychee and lime zest. The wine is crisp and generous with a touch of grassiness and a decently long finish. My initial tasting note was classy. Retails for $27.99. I'm a big fan of the Mid-Atlantic wines. Both Virginia and Maryland, I like to see them do well. So I recently visited an old college classmate who has been producing wine in Rockbridge, Virginia for 30 years. Anyway, there was much to enjoy here, but for sheer interesting, the Early Mountain Five Forks White Blend is my wine of the week.
And what's nice, it's a really good drive down there and nice place to have a good weekend.
I agree.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Lisa Morgan for 88.1 WYPR.